بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كتب عليكم الصيام، إلى آخر الآية. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جند، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اکرام, brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat once again has blessed us with Jummah and Jummah in Ramzan. Fazilat upon fazilat, blessings upon blessings, boons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these boons. The fazilat of Jummah is in this place, the fazilat of Ramadan is in this place. Alhamdulillah, some brothers are making i'tikaf. Why is sunnah the waqida to make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan? It is reported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make i'tikaf for the whole of Ramadan at times, then for 20 days, then for 10 days. And the main reason to seek the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. Why? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it appears in the odd night, the last 10, that means 21, 23, 25, 27, 29 night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability also, just as the water defeat, their very staying here, inshallah, they will find the night and they will witness the night, or they will pass the night in Ibadah. Because they are staying in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that purpose, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they fully understood the value of Iman, the significance of Islam, and why Islam must be spread, and how important it is to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them out to the battle of Badr in the month of Ramadan. Conquest of Mecca, 10th of Ramadan, Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the head, they going into Mecca for the conquest of Mecca. It was not that it is Ramzan who must stay back. It is not that Ramzan now we must stay at home. It is not that Ramzan we are feeling hungry and that we cannot fight. The most important battle in Islam, the turning point of Islam, the pivot upon where Islam was based upon, where spreading of Islam, Badr, took place in the month of Ramzan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that no, it is Ramzan, we will go after Badr, or we will go after Ramzan, or before Ramzan. No, the occasion called, there was a taqaza, there was a demand, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the Sahaba, 330 in that condition, in that pitiful condition, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them to Badr. And you and I know what happened in Badr, what a crushing defeat, how the Kuffar forces were smashed to smithereens in Badr. Why Sahaba understood this? Why we must propagate Islam, why we must preach Islam, irrespective of the time, irrespective of the circumstances, irrespective of what we have got with us. Today people feel that if I have got wealth, then I will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if I have got property, then I will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if I have got a pretty friend, then I will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if I have got some strong organization behind me, financing me, then I will go out strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will propagate. No, no, that's a wrong concept. If that was the case, Sahaba should have, 330 should have prepared themselves, should have trained, should have become seasoned, should have equipped themselves. Without equipment, with having barosa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took up the task. We have this task. Then without peace, without sources, without anything behind us, if we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whatever little we have got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory in that case. We should not look at our means, we should look at the cause, and we should look at how sincere we are in the cause. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, there are various aspects of Ramadan, and it takes pretty long time to delve into every aspect. I'll be skipping over a few aspects so that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant some other occasion where we can dwell in detail in this. I would like to direct your attention towards various ahadith concerning Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that good will prevail in my ummah as long as they break their fast quickly. Meaning once the time of breaking the fast comes, once iftari comes, then the Muslim immediately breaks his fast. He does not delay. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that delaying iftari, the delay breaking the fast, that is the job, or that was done by the Jews and the Christians. They should delay it. Now, ahadith follows right, that in various ways, that when it was time to break the fast, they delayed it, the actual time. And came the time of the Christians, then at first it was told upon them that you must keep so many fasts. That means, then they say, no, we must keep more. Why? Because of the Yom Shak, the day of doubt. When the day of doubt came, they said, no, we must keep 30-31 so that we can keep extra fast in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started keeping 30 and they started increasing it to 40, to 50, to such an extent it becomes a burden upon them, they left everything. They exceeded it. And meanwhile, the Jews, they cut it down. They said, no, why keep 30? They brought it down. Fasting has been prescribed from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam time. Every Nabi fasted. It is reported that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam should fast every third day. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam should fast every day. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam should fast every second day. And Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, we have got one. What do you say? Bibi Maryam, Bibi Khadija, Bibi Aisha, Bibi so and so. Bibi is a Indian origin concept. Hazrat Maryam, when she gave birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed her, inspired her that she was fast, and her fast was little more difficult than ours. Then she was not even talk. She was not speak. Speech was even prohibited for her. So, because when she went towards those people with the baby in the hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her that she must point towards the baby, because the baby would be blind. Her fasting was that. That not even speaking. So fasting has been prescribed from long before. The way Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that we should partake of sari. Why? Because the people of the book do not partake of sales. The people of the book would refer to the Christians and the Jews. When they fast, they do not partake of sale. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that partake of sale, there is barakah. Now, from these two hadiths, we are getting a small direction. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shariat of Islam and Iman is demanding of us something. What is that? That we should not imitate the kuffar, that we should not imitate the Christians, that we should not imitate the Jews, that we should not imitate the idol worshippers, that we should not imitate anyone else. We have got our own sets of values. We have got our own civilization. We have got our own culture. Our culture is not East, my brothers. Our culture is not East. Our culture is not West. Our culture is specific as it has been designed by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is unique. The problem is that we have come from India, we have got our roots in India, that is why, unfortunately, we are trying to project an Indian Islam. One day I will give a talk on this. an Indian Islam we are trying to project. And that is why we are not coming back to the true, prescribed, pure Islam, which is far away from the Indian Islam. That is why, that if the Maulana does not hold the asa, you want to practically kill him. And if he does not make the dua aloud after the Farz Salat, then you want to slaughter him. And if the Mawazi does not stand directly behind the Imam, then you think the Azan is not made or the Takbir is not done. Why? Because these concepts and these things we are holding on from India and from our forefathers are coming up today. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that the difference between the polytheist, that means the idol worshippers, and the Muslims is turbans over heads. Meaning that when they, the kuffar and the mushrikeen, when they should wear turbans, they should just wear a turban, not a hat. And when the Muslim wears, he wears a hat and a turban. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that Wakuf al-Bahadi, that don't greet like how the Jews and the Christians greet. Meaning, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elucidates, he says that the Jews greet with the fingers. No. We too also do this. What is this? That is not salam. Then the Christians, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they greet with the palms. Like this traffic police or something like that. We don't do this. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is showing us now that in salam we are different. That in speech we are different. That in dressing we are different. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith that dye your hair. So change your grey hairs to black hair. Dye. Why? Because the polytheists don't do that. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated in one hadith that let your beards flow, lengthen your beards, and clip your moustaches. Clip your moustaches, lengthen your beards. The polytheists, the mushrikeen, they should do the opposite. And they still do the opposite, most of them. That they lengthen the moustaches and they shave the beards. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showing us that their way is different. Our way is different. Our dress is different. Our salam is different. Our kalam is different. Everything is different. Muslim must realize that. Now when he realizes that, what happens? Then his attitude in life will change. Then his mentality will change. Then his house structure will change. Then in his house, when you walk inside, you cannot smell Christianism. You cannot smell Judaism inside. You cannot smell. When you walk into anybody's house, you can smell what's happening inside that house. Whether this thing is influenced by the West or the East or the Kuffar or the Mushriks. My brothers, you and I know that when you walk into a house where there is idol worship going on, you just put your foot inside, you can make out that there is shirk going on in this place, that there is Mushriks in this place, that there is idol worship going on in this place. Our homes are unique. Our homes, when you walk in, must feel that I have walked into a Muslim's house. How are you going to do that? Who has taught us? Who has directed us towards that? Or did you call for such a direction? How must I design the inside of my house so that when a person walks in, it must be Muslim. It must be smelling like a Muslim's home. And today, our homes and the Kuffar's home, they are similar. Our homes and the Western influenced people's homes are same. Our home and those people who are running after the wealth and property and running after materialism and our homes are same. When you walk into our homes, then you feel that there is money all around, that there is pleasure all around, that there is comfort all around. Take one advice. Take it seriously in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because our political situation in South Africa demands that we move in a certain direction. In our businesses, in our ibadah, in our transaction, in our behavior, everything. The situation in South Africa demands that we do something. One day I will discuss this in detail, but take the text of this, the principle of it. That now we Muslims must begin to live simply. Stop the luxury, cut off the comfort, cut off the extravagance. Look ahead, what's coming?
and at home, learn to do the work yourself. Tease the woman folk, and you yourself must make the bed, sweep the floor, do those things. Time is coming when that facility is going to go, or when that facility is going to become too extravagant or too lavish to afford. Move in that direction, that you must become independent of anybody aiding you in the house, that you must become self-sufficient in the house, as the woman for grown must be in the house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that keep your backyard clean, not like the Jews. Why it is those days the Jews generally should leave their backyards dirty? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pointing that in every action of ours that we should behave differently. We should behave like Muslims. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, raised of Mufassirin, the chief of the Mufassirin, he states that generally Laylatul Qadr falls on the 27th night. And he deduces this fashion. He says Laylatul Qadr has got 9 letters and appears in the Surah Qadr 3 times, 9 times 3. 27th. He deduces that. Shah Muhaddis Abdul Aziz Delvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Tafsir Azizi, he states also that generally it comes on the 27th night. And he proves this way. He says that this Surah in Anzalla, that there are 30 words. And the word here appears 27th. On the 27th word is the word here. And this here is a pronoun referring to Laylatul Qadr. And in this time there is a sign that the Malaika make musafaha, they handshake with those people engaged in ibadat. Now here comes the bright scholar of Islam and says, we don't see the Malaika. And these Muslims keep telling us that Malaika come and shake our hands. What are they talking about? We must see things to believe things. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhammad Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi states that by the Malaika making musharka, shaking hands with you, then that person will experience something. What will he experience? He will experience firstly that the hair of his body will stand. Why? Because Malaika making musharka will. Secondly, that he will feel that his heart is becoming soft and humble, and he wants to cry and he wants to weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, that he will feel an urge to carry on his ibadah. He will feel an enthusiasm in him, and he will feel an inner courage in him that I must make more ibadah. And fourthly, he will feel the sweetness of ibadah, and he will feel that today my dua has been accepted, that today my dua has been accepted. And you will feel that I must carry on with Jesus. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to another side that the sun rises without rays. Here again come the skeptical minded ones and say, what is the sun rising without the rays? One scholar stated that this means generally when the sun rises, this is the time of prostration. Hadith comes in mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that do not make ibadat when the sun is rising. Why? Because the sun rises in between the two horns of the devil and the polytheists, they make prostration during that time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stated that do not make ibadat, do not prostrate when the sun is setting. Why? Because the sun is setting in between the two horns of the devil and the polytheists, they make prostration during that time. Same thing. That difference, there is a difference between the polytheists, the Christians, and the kuffar, and the mushrik, and us. Our ibadat is different, salam is different, kalam is different, dress is different. And when the sun rises without the rain, it means that during that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves the devilish influences away from the sun, and you see the sun coming up without the rays hurting you, without the rays piercing you, without the rays having forceful effect on your body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand these things, to understand Islam and to realize that we are Muslims and we are unique and we have got a different style of living and we should try to go forward and progress spiritually in this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, there is good congregation these days for Taraweeh Salah, for other Salahs also. Do not let the Eid Salah be our last Salah. Do not let the Eid Salah come and after that you don't make your Zuhr. Do not let the devil do what he is doing all the time with you. You are a Muslim. You are a strong person. In this month of Ramadan, 30 days you are able to come for Salah. Can you not manage again? If you carry on for another 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this a habit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the ability to come and make this masjid abad. The beauty of the masjid, another lengthy discussion. The beauty of the masjid is not that it is valued 2 million and 5 million. The beauty of the masjid is what the masjid produces, is what the masjid contains, is what the masjid activities are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the ability. Wa afrullah wa alhamdulillah.